Good morning, it's 619. With sports news, I'm Jesse King. In the NBA last night, the 76ers blew a 12-point fourth-quarter lead before Tobias Harris swished a jumper with 2 seconds left to give them a 107-106 win over the Lakers. Also, the Nets outlasted the Hawks in overtime, 132-128. The Spurs topped the Celtics, 110-106. The Bucks downed the Raptors, 115-108. And the Pelicans ripped the Wizards, 124-106. Bradley Beal almost single-handedly kept Washington in striking distance with 47 points. In men's college basketball, number 2 Baylor destroyed Kansas State 107-59, number 13 Ohio State beat Penn State 83-79, number 17 Creighton overcame Seton Hall 85-81, and number 20 Virginia Tech defeated Notre Dame 62-51. UConn has postponed its next two men's games, including today's match against Villanova, after learning an official who worked their Tuesday win over Butler tested positive for COVID-19. In the NHL yesterday, the Predators edged the Blackhawks in a shootout 2-1, and the Canucks thumped the Senators 5-1. Penguins general manager Jim Rutherford has resigned, citing personal reasons behind the decision. Patrick Alvin will serve as the interim general manager while the club searches for a replacement. In MLB news, the Mets have traded left-hander Steven Matz to the Blue Jays for three young pitchers. New York received reliever Sean Reed Foley and minor league right-handers Josh Winkowski and Yenzi Diaz in a move that could signal the Mets are pursuing a pricey free agent. Meantime, the Yankees put the final touches on a 6-year, $90 million contract with second baseman DJ LeMahieu yesterday. LeMahieu became a free agent after hitting a league-best .364 last year. He's the only player to win batting titles in both leagues, including a National League-leading .348 mark with the 2016 Rockies. I'm Jesse King.